From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Society's beliefs about aging and sex are complex and vary widely. But one common belief is that disinterest in sex is a standard part of aging. A recent study explores how misconceptions like these can complicate the acceptance of older adults' sex lives. To learn more, I'm joined by Illinois Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy. Adeline, welcome. Thank you for joining us. How did the researchers go about this study?
So I spoke with Lisa Berdichevsky, and she's a professor at the University of Illinois for Recreation, Sport, and Tourism. And she said what they're trying to do with this study is combat ageism, because ageist beliefs can be harmful. What they knew going in is that younger adults tend to have narrow-minded or even negative attitudes about sex among older adults. What they wanted to know is, do young adults' attitudes towards later life sexuality vary depending on what kinds of general attitudes they have about sex? And does it vary by how much they know about topics like elderly sexuality and what they think about sex as a leisure activity? So they surveyed 270 young adults, and they asked them to fill out a questionnaire answering true or false to statements about older adults and sex. So, Kimberly, true or false, sexual behavior in older adults, older meaning 65 plus, increases the risk of heart attack. What do you think?
False.
Yes. So the statement is false. Sex does not increase the risk of heart attacks in older adults, but about 1 in 4 people surveyed thought that it does. Okay, one more. True or false? There is an inevitable loss of sexual satisfaction in postmenopausal women.
False.
So that statement is also false. Yes. But again, about 1 in 4 people said that was true.
What other misconceptions do young people have about aging and sex?
About 1 in 5 also believed that older people can't be sex partners for each other and that they need younger partners for stimulation, which is not true. From these surveys, the researchers determined a few things. People were more likely to have ageist beliefs about sexuality if they had more negative attitudes about sex generally and about sex as a recreational activity. The more positive their views of sex are generally, the more open-minded they were about later life sexuality. Whether someone was male or female had no impact, and even having correct knowledge about sex among older adults was not a predictor of their attitudes toward later life sexuality.
That's really interesting, and I wonder what role the media plays in contributing to ageist beliefs about sex.
The researchers said the media certainly plays a role. There are many negative portrayals of older adults and sex in the media, and young people are noticing and internalizing these messages. I went out on campus and talked to some students about this. I asked general questions like, what do you first think of when someone mentions older people and sex? Or what age do you think people stop having sex? I heard a lot of people just saying, I don't know. But many students did agree that sex in older generations is a topic that is not often discussed, and that generally, as a society, the view of sex in later life is negative. Here's what freshman Sahar Bhaskar had to say.
I guess it's that idea that there's a prime of your age. You know, the idea that a senior citizen is not as capable as someone who's younger. So we just feel that they're just not part of normal life, and so they shouldn't be doing those like uninnocent activities.
I also asked students what they think could be done to address misconceptions like these. Most people told me they think better sex education and more media representation of later life sexuality would be helpful.
Adeline, why does it matter that people have correct understandings about sexuality in older age?
It's important because misconceptions and negative attitudes can cause older adults to internalize ageism themselves. There are these ideas that older adults are not or should not be having sex. Yulia Fratilla, who's now an assistant professor at George Mason University, said that ideas like those make it harder for older adults, if they are having issues with their sexual life, to be willing to seek help.
We see it a lot in movies that older adults become asexual, or that it's a dirty, creepy phenomenon to have sexual interest still as you get older. It might just hurt their psychological well-being and self-esteem being marginalized or stereotyped in that way.
I think it's important to note that negative attitudes are not just coming from media and younger people. It's also coming from healthcare providers who you'd think wouldn't be expressing incorrect ageist beliefs about sex, or from close family members who you'd think would be supportive. And this is something Berdichevsky learned in an earlier study when she spoke with older adults about ageist beliefs they've encountered. Ultimately, these negative attitudes and perceptions infringe upon the rights of older adults when it comes to sexual expression.
Adeline Moy is a reporter with the Illinois Student Newsroom. Adeline, thanks for your reporting.
Thanks for having me.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.